On Afternoons on ABC Radio Canberra with me, Paula Kruger, we're going to have a closer look at children's books with Rowan Simpkin. She is a volunteer with the National Centre for Australian Children's Literature and was herself a primary school teacher. She knows stuff about books. Rowan, welcome back to Afternoons.
Thank you, Paula.
Do you have a song that gets stuck in your head and drives you nuts?
I can never remember what they are, but when someone plays it, I go, oh, that's an earworm. But I can never remember what the actual song is.
Well, maybe that's a good thing. Maybe you, yes. By just not even giving it the dignity of a name, Rowan.
Yep. But I think reading a good book is an escape.
Excellent. Mm. Well, let's go through some good books. What's some of the top ones that have come past your reading glasses recently?
Well, these are all local Canberra authors.
Oh, great.
And we've got so many to choose from. There was at least another dozen that I could have chosen, but they're all lovely books. The first few are picture books, and the first one is called The Trouble in Toontown, and it's by Maura Perlow and with illustrations by Sophie Norser. And it's a lovely book about a young girl who plays music and suddenly the notes disappear. But all through the book are the musical words that people need to know as a musical education. And I'm not musical at all and have no knowledge of playing music, ability to play or sing or anything like that.
So does it help you pick your semi-quavers from your quavers,
yes,
that kind of thing?
And there's even a very handy glossary at the back.
Ah.
But there's lots of little things in here. For example, so she switched yet again, but the tuba was tricky. The tune that she tooted was sluggish and sticky. Meg frowned and she fretted, "This song I can't play. If these notes won't behave, they should just go away." And unfortunately, that's what they just decide to do. Very colourful. The whole book seems to go in a whole really lovely rhythm. It's a rhyming book. Really lovely book to have in a school library for children learning about music. So for anyone, 5 years and older, it's just a fun book to read. And it's been awarded a few finalists in a few categories, so it really is an excellent book and just one of our many talented authors.
Have we got an unusually large number of children's books authors here in the ACT?
I don't know.
The good ones?
We do have lots of excellent authors here.
Tell me about this next book. That was The Trouble in Toontown. And next is Leaping Lola. We do love our alliteration, don't we?
Yes. Leaping Lola is by Tracy Hawkins and pictures are by Anil Tortop. And it's about a Jersey calf. And I really love Jersey cows. And it's a Jersey calf who loves to dance. And she wants to go to the black and white ball. But only cows that are black and white can go to the black and white ball. So
that's Jerseyist, isn't it?
Yes. Well, I was thinking cowist, but yeah, Jerseyist works well too. So her friend Pearl, who's a pig, helps her to come up with a costume so that she is able to go to the ball. And she really blows everyone away with her skills as a dancer. But unfortunately, she spills some milk and gets wet, so her black costume, which is actually mud, all comes off.
This is sounding like the cow version of Cinderella.
It is a bit like that, but there's a big, tough bull who comes along. He's a prize-winning bull, and he says any cow can dance. So you can imagine all these cows swinging udders everywhere, dancing around. It's another rhyming story. Really fun pictures, a beautiful book, and Tracy Hawkins has just created a wonderful story.
So that is Tracy Hawkins' Leaping Lola. You're on Afternoons with Paula Kruger on ABC Radio Canberra, and also with you is Rowan Simpkin and from the National Centre for Australian Children's Literature, taking us through some of the beautiful books that have been produced for children by Canberra authors. This next one sounds like it's of a topic that may be familiar to us, Rowan. Tell us more.
Yes, Mamie is the story of May Gibbs.
In Snugglepot and Cuddlepie.
And how she comes to dream up the Gumnut Fairies. And it's illustrated as well as written by the very talented Tanya McCartney. And it's just such a beautiful book, from the end papers, which are all gumnut blossoms, through to the story of little Mamie, as the family calls her.
We don't have the Banksia men in there, do we? Because I don't like them.
No.
They frightened me.
No, I don't think there are any Banksia men in here. But she was born in England, and it was a very creative family, so she was able to use her imagination and paint and sew and do all this creation. They said she could draw as soon as she could walk. She put on plays, lots of things. And then they sailed to Australia, and Mamie was always really keen on fairies, but the fairies weren't quite right for Australia. So one night in a dream, she came up with the Gumnut Fairies. And so she practiced drawing them over and over and over again. And you can see the beautiful illustrations of these beautiful little gumnut babies, all signed with her artist's Mamie on them. And she even sent one of these pictures was sent to the Queen at the time, Queen Victoria. And so Mamie became the queen of the bush fairies. And also there's a page at the back which talks about May Gibbs and just her life story. So it's really lovely. So if you're going along to the National Library to see the Storytime exhibition that's on at the moment, where there's quite a bit of May Gibbs work there, then this is a really lovely book to have a look at.
And thankfully no Banksia men.
No Banksia men, and there's just the cutest little gumnut fairies.
So that is Mamie from Tanya McCartney. And we've got another fairy stories, fairy tales of a different sort.
Yes, The Adventurous Princess and Other Feminist Fairy Tales.
I've got this one. I love it.
Yeah, and it's written and illustrated by Erin Clare Barrow. And she's apparently really been fascinated with fairy tales all her life, but she decided to change them. But she hasn't done it in a lecturing type of way. They are just so much fun, with lots of beautiful coloured illustrations. And there's people of colour, there's dogs all over the place, there's people with red hair, people wearing glasses, all kinds of people. And she just changes it and twists it in a way that the women are much stronger characters. They're lots of fun. For example, The Princess in the Pea, she says, "Adventures for the sake of adventures. Adventures for the sake of stories, full of music and art and imagination." She pulled the prince up behind her onto her horse with a flourish of her hat and a wave to the rather shocked king and queen standing by the castle door. The princess wheeled her horse and she and the prince galloped toward the harbour.
It's lovely. Fantastic. Yeah, because we spoke to Erin Clare Barrow earlier in the year about this book when she first released it, and she's an interesting character in herself.
You know, yes.
Fabulous woman.
Yes. I'm really enjoying reading these stories.
Hmm. And this next one is from Stephanie Owen Reader, Storytime Stars.
That's right. This is the National Library's book to go with the Storytime exhibition that's currently on at the National Library.
That opened up just a couple of weeks ago. Yes.
But you don't need to actually see the exhibition and to really appreciate the book. Stephanie Owen Reader has chosen 60 characters over the last 100 years of Australian children's books. And she's got a double page spread for each of them. So one page is an illustration, and one page is some information about that character. So, for example, this one I'm looking at is Pig the Pug by Aaron Blaby, and it gives a bit of a description of him. And then there's a bit like an interview. It said, "Brought to you by Aaron Blaby, author and illustrator. The debut was Pig the Pug in 2014, and it gives you the publishers. Then it has the encores, so any other books that come on, but it also has really fun little things like, "Despite being a nasty puppy, Pig has garnered a big following." Then it talks about stage and screen, because a lot of books have gone on to one of these. But Pig thinks he should be a star of film and stage, perhaps his dreams will come true in the not too distant future. International appearances, so it tells you the countries he's been to, and the awards that he's won. So that's the same for all the stories in here, from Albert in the Magic Pudding, right through to Noni the Pony, Riley the Mouse, The Lost Thing, Tawny Frogmouth, The Big Tree from My Place. Just wonderful characters, and it's just a lovely book to reminisce and to share with your children. So it's a book for all ages.
And I've been stretching the generations as well. My daughter is very much a Pig the Pug person. I love Albert, you know.
Yes, he's
definitely one of my favourite characters.
So you can go over those and share memories. It's just a lovely book to have. Stephanie Owen Reader has done a brilliant job with the book.
Oh, I'll be looking that one up. And this last book that you have for us from Kate Whittle, Weird, spelled weird.
I had
weird.
To read the book before I could work out, because it's W-Y-R-D, to see whether it was wired or weird, but it is a bit of a wired book as well. And it's about two young girls, Emma and Pip, and they're in the same class together and they just don't get along. And it's made even worse when they find out that one of the dad is marrying the mother of the other one.
Oh, that is weird.
And they're going to become stepsisters.
I mean, I know it's normal, but when you're friends and when you're kids...
Well, and they were enemies in the classroom. Oh. So this is even worse. There are some younger brothers as well. Emma tries to keep the peace, but Pip, her to-be stepsister, just niggles at her constantly. And Emma never wanted to be a witch, but she accidentally was turned into a witch. And
it happens, right?
Yes, this book of spells. So they try and undo it, but they can't even find what the original spell was, let alone the antidote for the spell. So they think Emma's going to be stuck as a witch forever, which has ramifications for the whole extended family. Although Emma does realise that she has some advantages over her enemy Pip, and she might be able to put her new magical powers to good use. So it's a novel for sort of 8 years older. It's a fun, rollicking yarn. It's a book for now, blended families, and it's just fun and lots of humour and witches and sort of a bit, not too Hogwarts, but it brings back the memories of Hogwarts.
Well, Rowan, you've given us quite a list to go through there. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That is Rowan Simkin, retired primary school teacher, and she is also a volunteer at the National Centre for Australian Children's Literature.